When Granny Briscoe couldn't walk no more, they took her rocking chair with a man on each arm, carried her out to the yard. There were rows of picnic tables out there set up in the shade. People came from distant towns for Granny Briscoe's 88th birthday. When she was young, they called her Lizzie. She had six children of her own, but it wasn't just for mothering Granny Briscoe would be known. No, Lizzie was a midwife, and she'd ride across these lands at the bedside of a mother soon to be. She'd lend a steady hand. Oh, she was a sight for weary, frightened eyes. Through the hollers and the hills, see her coming day and night, riding hard against the clock for the sake of mother and child. She was the kind of help you long to see, the kind of brave you'd want to be. Sometimes the calls came at midnight, the crack of dawn, or dinner time. Didn't matter when those calls came in, Lizzie feared no darkened night. They would call her past the river or to the mountain's other side. She'd climb a ladder through stony cleft, passing through the needle's eye. Lizzie Briscoe knew the way through the darkness to the light. 1,000 souls were born with Lizzie Briscoe as their guide. Oh, she was a sight for weary, frightened eyes. Through the hollers and the hills, see her coming day and night, riding hard against the clock for the sake of mother and child. She was the kind of help you long to see, the kind of brave you'd want to be. Granny rode into her 80s through Newton County, far beyond, when she was thrown from her horse. She knew her riding days were done. Couldn't walk no more, they took a rocking chair with a man on each arm. They carried her out to the yard. There were rows of picnic tables out there set up in the shade. People came from distant towns for Granny Briscoe's 88th birthday.